We're gathering for the first time together as a group, as a one group, on our first meeting on the Upper Nile at the ship cruise of Prince Abbas on the beautiful Lake Nasser on the Upper Nile, that is vast and pristine looking, with mountains all around us, some in the mist, some visible, almost feeling like we're in the ancient primordial sea, where peaks of mountains like pyramids in the distance. And we feel the softness and the welcoming wind of this area. And we breathe with it, as we feel ourselves more aligned with Gaia, with the Nile here, with the water, with the air. In some sense, even closer to the atmosphere. We feel a sense of elevation and connection with the higher source that in reality it's an inner source that comes from within us. Just like this vastness of this lake connecting again to the source of God, the source of love, the source of unity, the source of all that is, the source of beauty, of endless magnificence of our soul. As one heart, as one energy, as one, even you could say, as one collective being in one mind of God, in one heart of hearts, in oneness, in beingness, in an endless circle that has no beginning, that has no end, and that is constantly rejuvenating, empowering, accelerating, moving in a flow of love, wanting to learn, to know, to bring forth more of its true source. And that is always love, and will always be love. When we are here, we have no actual connection with devices anymore, with internet. And this also allows us in the next few days to find even more connection with ourselves and with the group here, and we can already feel and see each other connecting even more. Human to human, heart to heart, smile to smile, joy to joy, peace to peace, love to love. A family of light workers. So just let yourself sink into it even more, even more, even more.
As we continue our journey on the Nile River, let us use this opportunity to connect with those animals that live in the water. In particular, we ask that you connect with the whales and the dolphins on the planet. And even though they are not physically here in Lake Nasser, the water has a consciousness that travels out through the delta and into the oceans. And the whales and dolphins can attune to us in the quantum realm. Indeed, they hold the Akashic record of the planet. And so they know your intent. They know your desire to connect in this quantum way. And as we tune in to the frequencies of the whales and dolphins, the attributes they convey is that of peace and joy. Their playfulness is always ready to interact with us. Their Akashic memories hold deep wisdom of what the planet has gone through. They are aware of what is happening in the current battle between dark and light consciousness, and they are here to assist and support us as we move forward onto a path where we are awakening one by one. And as each one awakens, it casts out a glimmer of light that reaches another one, that they too may awaken. And so in gratitude and thanks, we acknowledge all those animals that are in the water, especially those who are deeply connected with us, the beautiful whales and dolphins.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We find ourselves on Lake Nasser, Upper Nile, together again in the aft of a ship, enjoying the weather, the sights, the history, each other, at a time when so many are not. We're going to speak of that today in the lesson that will be given to woe. Dear ones, if you take a moment and just stop what you're thinking, what your troubles are, what you perhaps are pondering, and just stop. And instead, ask yourself, why are you here? What is the meaning of your life? And it's a measure of awakening, of higher consciousness, that it would occur to you immediately, I'm here on purpose at this time to make a difference to the planet and those around me. That's the reason you're here. You don't have to ponder the mystery of life. I just gave it to you. That's why you're here. And if you're in comfort right now, as most of you are, who are on this boat, on this ship, then it's a preparation for you to relax and be able to do something that so many can't. And that is going to be the lesson, again, of woe. Woe again comes before you, Shah. This time he's beaming. He isn't just there for a lesson. He recognizes that he's also there in love. It's taken many lessons for woe to understand the core issue of self-discovery. It's a change of thinking, self-discovery. It's a change of your perception of what is around you, your self-discovery. It's a change in the idea of who you are and what you might be able to do. But in the process, woe has discovered it's easier to live. That the sand indeed is receding from him. And you'd have to hear some of the other portions of the lessons to understand what that meant. But he's beaming. He feels now he is fully in charge of his own cellular structure. He feels that he knows that there is joy in his life. There is a sense of knowing for the first time why he exists. Discovery of self is more than just knowledge. It affected him more than he thought it would. For he's now understanding so much more, and he's more joyful because of it. Woe comes before you, Shah, and says, tell me some more. Tell me as much as you can, because every time I'm with you, I now realize that there is truth being told to me. And that truth had to settle. It had to go in and be practiced or analyzed or even taken apart. You, Shah, I was even angry at one of those sessions you told me. But I got over that when I realized my anger was based upon what I thought I knew. And what I thought I knew was incorrect. But it made me angry. And Yusha looked at Woe and said, you are becoming wiser than I thought, sooner than I thought, Woe. Because now you're beginning to see how all that you were told and taught becomes a barrier, sometimes a consciousness barrier, that you have to work through in order to come to that which is a lighter truth, a grander truth. And you have. And so, Woe, Yusha said, I'm going to give you an advanced training of something we started almost in the first lesson. We're going to give you an advanced training about the field. This is a concept in the culture that is listening, that is new. The field is not something that was taught 25 years ago. The field is not even a spiritual or metaphysical idea. The field is actual, energetic physics. The field is not something that is a grid. It is not truly physical in 3D. It is a multi-dimensional attribute of consciousness of humanity. It exists everywhere, not above you or below you, but you walk through it, around it. and I want to tell you more about it. We have told you that the field is the status of consciousness on the planet, and that everyone on the planet is able to tune in to the field through intuition. And the better you are at intuitive things, the better you are at tuning in with the field. But let's talk about one of the most startling attributes of this field, this beautiful thing that surrounds all of you at once. Now, since it's not linear, and consciousness is not linear, this field is everywhere at the same time. If you have a thought, an aha moment, that is a consciousness that is powerful and goes into the field. And it is available instantly to everyone. That is the aspect of a multidimensionality that has no location or speed or linearity. And I'll give you an example so that you would be aware of it, and perhaps your history can even prove it. Do you find it interesting that inventions, when they occur on this planet, the ones that are startlingly new and that make a difference on the planet to everyone, those inventions are often thought of in many places at the same time? And we have given you this example before, but not in this context. Let's say that there is an inventor who has a startlingly new idea about something that may work, and he wants to test it. That immediately goes into the field, and anyone with an intuitive mind who may be tuned into that same desire will receive that invention. And so it explains why so many of the important inventions on this planet happened simultaneously. And often the ones that got the credit for it were simply the ones who manifested it first. I tell you again, powered flight by the Wright brothers, two bicycle makers. They only beat the French by 2 weeks. It was occurring in the field. You'll have the same thing with the invention of radio, and even that of electricity, and how it used, happened all over the planet, sometimes so simultaneously that there is still an argument on who actually invented it. That's the field at its best. So I've just set in motion an idea for you to consider, and here is the idea. Here is the physics of the field. Powerful consciousness generated by a human being happens simultaneously all over the planet. Do you know what I'm going to tell you next, dear ones? Whoa, what I want to tell you next is this. The power of consciousness can be measured, and it has been. The enlightened degree of consciousness can be measured, and it has been. The higher the thinking, the more powerful it is. The higher of your awareness that you put into the field, the more powerful it is. And that means that more and more on the planet can pick up what you think, or what you send, or what you put into the field. And it doesn't simply have to be inventions. It could be love. It can be peace. It can be kindness. I've just given you the secret, dear ones, of how a group of individuals who are on the same track, thinking the same thing about sending something to someone else, even if they don't know who they are, can happen immediately. This is the physics of the field. Are you beginning to see it? Whoa, do you understand that as you sit there listening to me, whoa, if you were to send love and peace into the field, those with the intuition to receive it will have it instantly, not later. That's the power of the field. And it's not metaphysical. It's physical. It's an attribute that will be discovered in consciousness. It's already being measured and tested. So what are you going to do with that, Woe? And Woe said, you mean I can sit here and send peace to my family, which always seems to be in trouble, always seems to be complaining, always seem to be uncomfortable. And Yusha looked at Woe and said, yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. And that as that sand retreats from you, that is a measure of a higher thinking individual who doesn't let the negativity of the world touch them. And no matter what happens to them, the first thoughts they have are ones of power. Power in their awakening, power in their light. And not that which is a negativity or a victim of the circumstances. No matter what happens to you, that you see something else involved in the field for yourself. Woe was taking it all in and said, how powerful is this, Yusha? What else could I affect with love? And then Yusha said something that I have never told you before. If you were a master of consciousness, you could put into the field such an amazing power of love and peace that millions could feel it, if you were a master. And isn't that the whole idea? That you would learn enough so that eventually you would have mastery. Mastery over the consciousness that you have. Your brain is designed, along with your body, along with your cellular structure, as a transmitter. Let me ask you, have you ever walked into a room where there was an argument? You didn't know it, you didn't hear it, but when you walked in, you sensed it. Almost every human can say yes. It was heavy in the air. That is only possible if there was a transmission of energy in the room that you felt. I just gave you proof you're a transmitter, every single one of you. And for those here who understand what a high conscious thinker can do, together, you can give so much to so many. I speak to those listening right now who are not on this boat. No matter what time it is, and I mean by that on the planet, what year it is, what month it is, it doesn't matter. There's always those in trouble. Right now especially. Think about what a small group of enlightened people, humans, designed to transmit light, especially, what you could do. All designed as multidimensional transmitters of light, consciousness. I just gave you the ABCs, the physics, if you wish, of something exceptionally real. Use it. Take the time to use it, to come together with single purpose of peace and send it to those in trouble. And in that, it calms them. It calms them so they can think better. It calms them so they could have solutions where perhaps there couldn't be solutions when they were in trouble or in despair. That's what you're here for. That's what old souls do. That's why you're here. There's no mystery of the mystery of life. I just told you why you're here. Take this information, woe, you Shaw said, and go from this place so that wherever you walk, there will be light and peace preceding you. And start the process of mastery. Woe left that place with his head spinning with ideas of what might be next. And he truly had discovered not just self, but beyond self, super self, you might say. And that is the lesson for all of you. Mastery is the purpose you're here. And so it is.